For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Children are making up an increasing number of patients filling Missouri hospitals during the summer COVID-19 surge, and some doctors worry that the return to school will lead to more illnesses. St. Louis this week saw a record number of hospitalized children with COVID-19, including 10 that are in the ICU. In the Kansas City area, Children's Mercy Hospital reached its capacity on Monday. Doctors worry that with thousands of children returning to schools that mostly don't have mask mandates, a new wave of illnesses among children is imminent. A state senator has demanded an explanation after an exhibit on the gay rights movement in Kansas City was removed from the state capitol. Senator Greg Razor, a Democrat from Kansas City, is the only openly gay member of the Missouri Senate. He said yesterday that the exhibit was removed this week from the Missouri State Museum in the Capitol. That came after a legislative aide for State Representative Mitch Boggs, a Republican from La Russell, posted pictures of the exhibit on Facebook and questioned why it was being displayed. A spokesperson for the Department of Natural Resources says the exhibit was removed because the rules on coordinating displays at the museum were not followed. Missouri has already spent millions of dollars through the Federal CARES Act in response to the coronavirus pandemic. But as Sarah Kellogg reports, though the deadline for spending remaining CARES funds is only months away, the state will be soon allocating billions more through a different relief plan.
Missouri received approximately $2.2 billion from the Federal CARES Act in 2020. Around $150 million remain. And while the state has until the end of the year to spend the rest of the CARES funding, Missouri will receive another $2.8 billion in direct aid through the Federal American Rescue Plan Act. Missouri's budget director, Dan Hogg, says those specific recommendations will be made in the new year during the legislative session.
I've been doing budget since 1995 for the state. I have never seen this amount of money. And we want to make sure that we take advantage of this and really set Missouri up going forward.
He said the new funding must be obligated by the end of 2024. States have through 2026 to spend it. I'm Sarah Kellogg.
A Missouri inmate who's been in prison for more than 40 years for a triple murder many believe he did not commit will wait several more weeks for a court hearing that could lead to his release. A Jackson County judge yesterday set a September 13th court date to hear arguments over motions in 62-year-old Kevin Strickland's case. A date for a hearing during which prosecutors will argue that Strickland should be freed was not set. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker has said evidence that convicted Strickland in 1979 has been disproved or retracted. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.